Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Chafei, Simon Beis. So let's give an introduction to Simon Beis. What he deals with over here in Simon Beis is the issue of a person who has an urge to use the facilities, whether it's for to ketanim, meraglayim, urine, or a person has to relieve himself for gedolim, for feces. So that what is the halacha in regards to davening? So there are really are a few stages. We will work from the most chomer to the least chomer, the most significant, the most stringent to the least stringent. So the first level is a person has such a strong urge that if he needs to control himself from relieving himself, and otherwise he's going to the waste is going to come out of the body. So that is considered a person that has a issue that's called Baltashaksu. If he holds back at that point, he's considered he's making himself into something which is repulsive by keeping the waste material in his body. This is true whether it's for Ketanim or for Gedolim. Whether that's an issue deraisa or an issue derabanan is a machlokes. Some learn that baltashaksu, that a person should not make himself in a repulsive way. He shouldn't be a sheket. Is it issue deraisa? Many learn it's a derabanan. Mishabur seems to assume it's a derabanan. So therefore, even that issur, there'll be scenarios where a person will be allowed to be, the chachamim took off that issur. The next level is a person is not at that stage. He just has a strong urge. And he will not be able to push off addressing that urge for a long time. So it's going to happen soon, but it's not to the point where he has the urgency that he must run to the bathroom immediately, otherwise he's going to soil himself. So that madrega is referred to. He cannot wait. So what shear does Chachamim give for that? How long is considered a short time? Is that considered imminent? The time it takes to walk a parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. Assuming that a mil, the time it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. So 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. So if he cannot wait 72 minutes, he must go to the bathroom within the next 72 minutes. That's the next level. That level, the Chachil does not allow him to say brachas. A person should go to the bathroom before he's doing that. That level does not allow him to daven. That level does not allow him to learn. That level does not allow him to daven Shemoneh Esrei. But he's not over any isurim if he just sits there and does nothing. There's no Baal Teshaksu in that situation. But that level is significant enough that he's not allowed to learn or daven under those circumstances. There'll be some exceptions to that rule. The next level is that a person feels an urge to go to the bathroom, but he could really wait 72 minutes. So that at that level, he's allowed to learn, to say brachas, to birchas kriyishma, etc. He cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei. And then there's a person has a slight urge, which if he ignores it, it will go away. So that's nothing. That's not considered anything at all. So that's not a problem. So what the Chayyarim is going to deal with over here is a case where a person, before davening, addressed his need to use the bathroom. So he started davening with what's called gufnaki, that he's totally clean. And then in the middle of davening, he developed an urge. So what does he do in that situation? But he said he dealt with the issue of a person who has an urge before davening earlier on. So that halacha is that if a person has an urge, he should not daven Shemoneh Esrei. If that urge is so strong that he cannot wait 72 minutes, not only cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei, if he did daven Shemoneh Esrei, he's not yotzei b'di'evet. He would have to daven again after he goes to the bathroom. But if the urge is an urge which he can hold for 72 minutes, so then even though he should not daven l'chadchila, but if he did daven b'di'evet, he's going to be yotzei. Let's say in that situation, if he goes to the bathroom, etc., he'll end up missing zman tefillah and lose the opportunity to daven totally. So then he should daven as is, since he can withhold himself for 72 minutes. So in the situation where he's going to lose the tefillah
totally, he can rely on that state of his body and daven. We'll give Shemoneh Esrei the same halacha as Birchas Kriya Shema and brachas, that a person is allowed to say those under these circumstances. But a person cannot withhold himself for 72 minutes. A person not allowed to daven, even if that means not davening this tefillah, he should go to the bathroom. And if when he comes back, it's too late to daven, so he's considered an onus, and he would daven two Shemoneh Esreis in the next tefillah period. Okay, so that's the basic introduction that we're going to say to this siman. And now we will deal with, in the next year, a situation where a person was totally ready to daven, and he started davening, and then he developed an urge in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What does he do? Have a good day.